I'm speaking with Jamal Juma. Jamal is the coordinator of the Palestinian Grassroots Anti-Apartheid Wall Campaign. Jamal, welcome to No One is Illegal Radio.
Thank you very much.
Jamal, the call for a boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign was launched in 2005. It's now 4 years later, and you have written that we've gone beyond simply questioning the efficacy of whether or not we do a BDS campaign, and we should start moving towards building the campaign. I'm wondering if you can expand on that thought.
You know, it's like any historically, if you go to the experiences of the boycotts, particularly with South Africa, and compare it to the Palestinian experience, it takes much more long time after the world started to interact and to co-op with the South African call, in spite of that, any. I would say the South African is a little bit or much more easier for the world to catch up than with the Palestinian issue, with all the political focus and concentrate and the backup for Israel around the world. But when we see since then, since that call up to now, since 2005 until now, it has really went beyond our expectation. And it's like the interaction and the cooperation from the people, solidarity, groups, organizations around the world was really great and beyond our expectations. Israel has continued their crimes. That's obvious and clear. And this is due to the international support, particularly from the official regimes like the United States, like European Union, like the silence and the also the support of the United Nations as the nobody stopped Israel. Nobody's taking Israeli criminals to court. So I think what's left for the people here is just like to go on and take this in their hands and to continue in order to force Israel to stop what they are doing, to stop their occupation, to stop their racism, to stop discrimination and the apartheid system that they are doing here in Palestine against the Palestinians. Ethnic cleansing policies that's going on now never before, especially in Jerusalem area, with hundreds of houses that's under ongoing demolishing now. So here, I think it's the time for the Palestinian national movement and the international movement also to catch up and start organizing and give it a little bit more push. And I think after Gaza, the world has become much more convinced that Israel won't stop. We need to intensify this. We need to coordinate our efforts much more better and keep going on and insisting. It's clear, and from what the lessons from Gaza particularly, it was shocking. The second day of the ceasefire, where the main European leaders came to Israel and they have a press conference with the main criminals who commit the crimes in Gaza. The blood is still on their hands, Livni and Olmert and Barak, and they have a press conference with them. It is in a way or another to congratulate them. It is to give them another permission to do it whenever they want, and they will be protected. And this came as a response of the international human rights organizations, people from everywhere that calling for taking those criminals to the ICC, the International Court of Crimes, and also to sue them in their countries, to not allow them to come, take them to court. They have to be punished. So this is the European European official position, which is unfortunate, which is so sad to see this. This is totally just hit the whole the human rights in a killing point. So that's why it is much more urgent to the international community, human rights organizations, to the solidarity and social movements everywhere to take up this in their hands and to try to oppose the justice. And we can do it by the people's voice everywhere around the world.
Jamal, you've spoken and written about how, to quote you, we must expand the actors and struggles involved in BDS by linking the Palestinian cause to other similar fights for social and economic and political justice. So could you explain more what you mean by that, expanding the actors and struggles involved in BDS and linking that to other fights for social justice?
You know, I don't think that human rights can be divided, whether it's for the Palestinians or for the anyone in Latin America or in Africa or in Asia. So human being is a human being, and justice is justice. And what we're suffering as a Palestinians from is related in way or another to the what's other people like the indigenous communities in Canada, in the United States, in Latin America, many of them is suffering, or like from what's the Afghani people, what's the Iraqi people suffering from. And bringing this together, like and trying to see what's behind it, like it's the same powers of colonization, the one who behind the colonization, and globalization. So what we need as a people is really to globalize our struggle, is to bring this struggle together, and like to socialize and to link and to tie the Palestinian struggle with the other struggles around the world, and bring them as a package of human rights that should be defended strongly, and exchange the experience. We can't, as a Palestinian, just like in the middle of our tragedy, just like any, put a bubble around ourselves. We know it's like any one of the worst around the world, but still, this has to be interacted with other struggles. Other people who's like under who's suffering has to be any what we call it is just they have to identify themselves, and we should identify ourselves with their rights and support their rights. In this way, I think we just like became much more global, much more closer to globalize the issue of the human rights. So just like any. To make much more support around the world from the international movements, international organizations, and everybody, where it is like it is a globalized issue, and this is under the slogan that we all the time call about, is just like globalizing the struggle of the people. This is the only way how we can stand up and face the neoliberalism and the whole globalization. Of like any abusing the people's resources and destroying their future, as it happened in Iraq and in Afghanistan and some other countries around the world.
Jamal, could you give some examples of that solidarity where you've seen it work, where it's been successful, where the linkages have been made for broader struggles for social justice linked to a BDS campaign?
I'm just like any. I can bring very recent example, which is the latest World Social Forum that had happened in Belém, where I felt that the Palestine issue became like something moral and something you don't need to advocate, especially when we started to link with the indigenous representatives and the indigenous communities there, and we start talking about different concerned issues together, which is it is totally welcomed from them to join the Palestinian struggle, and we have been invited strongly to their activities that they are doing and organizing around the year to bring up like strongly the struggle of the indigenous communities in Latin America as well as in other places around the world. When you talk about Australia, when you talk about New Zealand, when you talk about these places. So it is almost like we engaged with this like international movement that we never been before in this. And it was taken by them in a very sympathetic way and like in a struggle way, and they feel that we are talking in a way or another of the same struggle. This is one of the examples that we can talk about, and how it's important to link with other issues. To be honest, if you talk about other non-political, which is like environmental issues, and what happened here under like many slogans of like security zones and others, that like destruction of like the Palestinian environment and uprooting millions of trees that happened since 10 years now, and almost polluting our water and stealing our water. It's just like part of like part like the destruction of the environment that happening around around the world. So also environmental issue is something that we can, as a Palestinians, became part of the struggle for that, and it's for the serve of our cause also, and like to link what's happening here under political slogans to destroy the Palestinian resources and environment, and link it to the struggle against the destruction of the environment in different ways that's going around the world. And it's so on. You can talk about the economical issues, and talk about other social problems, which is as human beings and as the societies, especially oppressed societies, that suffering from.
Jamal, you've written that Palestine has developed into a global litmus test for democracy. You've just spoken about linking BDS to larger campaigns, but I think behind this, you're exploring the idea that the reaction of other nations, of other states, to what's happening in Palestine is a litmus test for their own justice, for their own sense of democracy. So, could you talk about this a bit more? Palestine being a litmus test for democracy throughout the world.
It is a test. It is a test. The level of the crimes that has been done in Gaza, using the like phosphoric bombs, depleted uranium, massive destruction of the houses and infrastructure, bombing the civilians, and hundreds of people at once in big buildings. It is a civilian that has been targeted by this bombs and by this fighter jets and by helicopters and by all this massive power of Israel. So it is bringing the world and putting question mark around all the morals that other countries is talking about, all the morals of the human beings that they were taking it as a slogan, even sometimes like in the case of Iraq and Afghanistan, invaded the countries under the slogan of democracy, of human rights. Oh, how comes? Yani, how this can be slogans related to what's happening in Gaza, while at the same time you are greeting the criminals that they did these crimes against the Palestinian people. It's either one of two. Either these people who is not belonging to the human beings, so democracy and your moral and their moral is not applied to them. I thought this is something putting a big question mark about the whole what's so-called democracy and the human rights and internationalism. If it doesn't apply to the Palestinians, if it doesn't apply to this kind of like massive, obvious, vivid crime, how where this can apply? So this is what we say that is a test of humanity. And you see the division around the world. You see the reaction of the international community in the street. You see millions of people in the streets for 20 days all over the world, like protesting with a huge anger against what's going on. And you see at the same time the silence and the backup of the crime, the criminal of this crime, that for the people, ordinary people, it's not understandable any way. So this is a real test, and this is really just like in weaken the international law, the human rights laws, the democracy itself. And the democracy test is not started in Palestine, I would say, in 2006 when the Palestinians get in their democracy their representative. And it has been refused to be dealt with around the world. This was the first like big text and test and example for the democracy that this international countries call for. And they call themselves that the mothers and the fathers of the democracy. So it is, that's what we, when we say that also, we call the international community, human rights, people, movements, that we have to protect the human rights. We can't leave it like this in the hands of this colonial powers that doesn't relate it in any way to the morals that we are talking about and the human rights. They are using it for their own benefits and interests.
Jamal, the call out for a BDS campaign has been made by over 100 civil society groups since 2005. But I know that the organizing to get to that point probably was many, many years beforehand. And so could you give our listeners, as someone who's involved with the Stop the Wall campaign, the grassroots Palestinian anti-apartheid wall campaign, give an idea of what preceded coming to the point in 2005 where an international call was launched for a boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel?
You know, since Israel started building the wall in 2002 after the invading and the massacre of Jenin, and we saw what this was about. It's like a total entire apartheid system that they are creating around the Palestinian people. It's building an isolation for the Palestinians, which is like totally looks like what was happening in South Africa for the Bantustans that created for the South Africans. So with all its associated regime, it's not talking about the world just. There is industrial zones that they are talking about, confiscating and isolating the Palestinian resources like land and water, creating a network, two networks of roads, which is with the apartheid roads for the Israelis and the settlers and roads for the Palestinians. And if Palestinians have been caught driving on this road, he will take into jail and he pay a very high fine. You talk about terminals and the huge gates that controlled by the Israeli military and humiliating and abusing the Palestinian people daily. You took out more than 560 checkpoints that disconnected the Palestinian villages from the cities and the cities from the cities. All the system just like opened our eyes that like this is an apartheid, solely colonial apartheid regime and system that has been to be fought and defeated and to be by a joint international effort. Then we started to call for BDS because we fed up and we just like lost the hope that the international countries and the United Nations will do anything against this, especially after the ICJ decision, the International Court of Justice, which illegalized the wall and asked the international community to help dismantling it, but no response at all. So we think that BDS is one of the main, if it's not the main effective thing that we can build international solidarity around. But when we started to get out to the world with these strategies, like we have been faced with a very fundamental question. Who is the representative? Whom we listen to? Who is the ANC of Palestine? Is it the Palestinian Authority? Is it like the international, the Palestinian civil society? Who is that? So this is just like, you know, make us strongly a collective effort with different Palestinian unions, civil society organizations, grassroots movements, political parties started to work on in getting out like a unified call that represents the Palestinian, entirely the Palestinian civil society call to the international community. Then it came out this call. After that, we continue working to solidify this step by creating the BNC, which is the Palestinian Boycott and Divestment National Committee, which is now the body that represents Palestinian people in and outside Palestine, which is the reference now to the BDS movement. And internally inside Palestine, we have like now an intensive work that's going on the internal boycott against Israel. And we know, you probably know, and the people know how much it's difficult when we are under occupation, and we are, our economy is mostly just like, controlled and monitored by the Israeli, by the Israeli occupation. So it is a big effort, and it's now gaining a lot of support from our people here, and it became the issue now, where people started this national campaigns for in every city now and every district for creating the subcommittees of the Palestinian BNC committee to overview and to supervise and to lead the boycott movement inside Palestine as well. This BNC became also the reference and the leading body for the international boycott movement, which is we are very optimistic that this will lead to the international also better international coordination in this issue, and like any way would in the future create the international anti-apartheid, an anti-Israeli apartheid movement, and like what happened in South Africa, for example.
Jamal, parallel with the call out for a boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign has been the organization of Israeli Apartheid Weeks, which also started in 2005. And I know that there are Israeli Apartheid Week activities also planned all over Palestine in the occupied territories, from Tulkarem to Nablus to Jenin to Bethlehem, right to East Jerusalem, where you live. So could you speak a bit about the activities of Israeli Apartheid Week? Speaking to you here from Montreal, we're in the middle of our activities right now. Speak a little bit about the activities being organized in the occupied territories as part of Israeli Apartheid Week.
Yeah, exactly. Right after it has been launched by the Canadian students' movement in support of Palestine, particularly Kaya, we as a Palestinian national grassroots movement, we catch up with it. And we started mobilizing through our contacts in the universities, particularly to support and to strengthen this very courageous step, which is we think that's very, very, very important, especially when you talk about working with the youth around the world to open their eyes about the nature of this occupation, the nature that there is still apartheid and racism and discrimination badly, and the occupation that's killing people every day in this part of the world. So in Palestinian students, it's just like any, was immediately started to cooperate with this and started to create a committees in each university to prepare for this week. And the activities that they are doing is varied, like any, for example, because now it is like time where like people talking about BDS now, this month and this week particularly, in students clearing their universities and their places and their families is like any boycotting totally Israeli products. There is an exhibition that's going on, there's like awareness campaigns, there is like lectures and conferences in these universities, there's many awareness materials that's distributed in the universities, in the university to the students, stickers, posters, and other issues. Some of them do some kind of like any meeting, and even like not just the university, but the students also take this to their villages, and they are now thinking to do it, to go ahead maybe with the schools, and just like not to put the activities stop at the universities or like any just for the universities, but move it to the schools. Because this is should be, and we are like any, we are determined that this is should be like any Palestinian, the coming Palestinian, like any focus entirely on BDS.
Jamal Juma of the Stop the Wall campaign in Palestine, thank you very much for speaking with us this Israeli Apartheid Week on No One Is Legal Radio.
Thank you very much also for your efforts and for your support.